Yeah, yeah. You are now rocking with the Hip Hop Digest Show with my man King Killer, Kurt G, and E Green. I go by the name of Chaos the Beast, Animal Gang representative. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
We never set out for hip hop to turn into just something flashy. That was just our thing. It wasn't everybody's thing. Right now, it's like hip hop is just flashy right now. Everybody want to be that dude. Everybody want to be a millionaire, billionaire, whatever. Everybody want to have, you know what I'm saying? That wasn't our intent. The intent was, this is our category. This is, you know, this is Cash Money thing. This is what we do. 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 What we do.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's Z Killer. King Killer looking at the screen like, nigga.
This nigga bugging.
Yo, you want to know why I did that? Because I saw this video of the Jacksons on stage. And I don't know if it was Marlon or whatever one of them niggas it was, just wiggling on the stage. Just standing there wiggling for like 5 minutes. And the president Jackson, Jermaine, and Mike would have looked around like, what the fuck? And you just had that look, B. I'm gonna send y'all that clip so you gonna see exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. And in the clip, Michael just be like, fuck it, and go over there and start wiggling with him like, Nick.
If I was talking to that nigga real low and soft, like, you know you need to get your ass back up, man. What are we doing, right? Because you were out here fucking it up for the rest of us.
King Killer had that same ass look. What is he doing?
You got us looking real crazy out here right now.
Oh, shit. That's what's good, yo. That's what's up. Yo, let's get into the Hip Hop Digest, because I want to get in, and I want to, this is a semi let the veterans in, only because me and Kurt G did some homework last week, and we listened to that new Method Man.
Yeah,
late homework, nigga. I did that at homework already. Okay.
But we had a project to do, so we while we was doing the project, we had the album playing in the background.
All right.
So my first thought on the album was that there's nothing wrong with Method Man as an MC. Not a goddamn thing. And I challenge anyone who says different. Now,
ain't nobody seeing nothing different on that.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, maybe I was wondering if people had an issue. Now, I'm sure they're going to have an issue and where my issue is, but it's a question I'm going to ask you two.
Okay.
Why is it that cats, whether if it's meth or even that new DJ Muggs and Rock Marciano, you got to like the last 2.5 tracks, they motherfuckers are slipping into this
trap hybrid.
This trap hybrid shit. Why? I mean, what the fuck is going on with niggas? Why? I mean, why? They are hell bent on doing it. Maybe you guys can answer the question.
B. I'm going to go here with it. This is what I'm going to think. I'm thinking that niggas is doing it just to shit show that they can do it. Say that I could get on this trap shit and still rap and still have skills on this trap shit and not be on some bullshit talking about, like Igwe likes to say, saying the same word over and over again for 2 minutes and 27 seconds.
Yep.
So they at least were rhyming, and Meth on here was rhyming on those trap beats. He was at least rhyming and doing his same hit it and stick it type of style that he does, because the nigga's always on beat. But the trap beats, I can always say for a veteran, it's just leave them shits alone, B.
Yeah, I fail to see what point that they're trying to make. Now, again, is he, and I've seen a reputable dick ride blog.
You said reputable. You always say that shit. Because that just sounds like
who is that?
That sounds like an oxymoron to me.
No, it is.
Reputable and dick ride.
It is. And the title of it was Method Man Shows How to Rhyme, or something to that effect, or Method Man Shows You How to Rhyme, actually rhyme over trap beats. And I'm like, but Meth shouldn't be rhyming over trap beats. I mean, as a veteran, again, leave that shit alone.
Tricks for kids.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I know we still got dinosaurs, but I think veteran niggas leave them shits alone, B. That's not for you. That's not your lane.
And niggas that we that I respect, I don't know if you guys listen to it, but I did listen to the new Rock Marciano and Muggs, and I'm like 80% of the album in, and I'm like, oh, fuck, another fourth quarter murderer until you got down to the last couple of... Then I'm like, what the fuck y'all niggas doing and shit? Have me turning this shit off and shit pissed. Because, like, what the fuck?
Look, as much as Smokey Denmark and them be on the chain rallying for them kids, when they said that there was some trap on there, I was like, oh, I'm out. I'm out. I don't need. I sat through the Method Man. I don't need to do this again.
Nah, we listen to the math. And see, the problem is that it... You know, God damn it. You know, Meth is a guy, he needs an executive producer, I believe. He's one of these guys who need it. He needs the direction. He needs for a cat to tell him, stop, hold up, B. He said, stop the tape.
And I'm going to tell you something real funny, Ned, about this whole shit. As we got into the album, we put it on we had you in mind. Because you was like, don't do it. Don't even, this is some bullshit. Don't even listen to that shit. So I'm already thinking... Meth, the whole album is straight trap. I'm not, don't even fucking listen to this shit. So the first maybe 3-4 joints, I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, shit, y'all. Shit.
Oh, yeah, Igri, you thought I was bugging. Igri wildin'. This nigga yeah. fucking the fuck out. Cause we, like I said, we had a project, so we going doing our project and having the beats head nodding, like, oh man, Igri bugging, B. We over here doing something, the next thing you know, out of nowhere, we get hit with the rattlesnakes. I'm like, oh, did I just get bit on the ankle?
Sir.
What the fuck just happened?
You forgot the leather boots, B.
Yes, I did. I had put my shorts on like Meth was still doing his thing. Like, shit. Ice cream man, nigga.
So. Yep. And that's not to say that, again, I'm a fan of Method Man. Make it clear. But if I can maybe listen to the acapella, just hear him rhyming, I'm cool with that. But I don't want to hear that shit.
Let me tell you something, man. We said it on the show a million times, yo. Is no 18-year-old kid going to check for that. None.
I'd rather listen to that record he did with one of them Aesop kids a while back. That joint was banging. I can't remember the name of it right now, but he did a joint with one of them Aesops, and it was dope.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about, but that was straight. That was traditional hip-hop.
That was hip-hop.
Yeah,
Right. Yeah. So, but what I'm saying is, if you're going to reach out with one of them that can rhyme.
I think it was Aesop Ferg.
Yeah, it was A$AP Ferg.
Yeah.
And then I see after a while, there's a couple of them joints. I don't even think he got on. He just let the young bulls just get on and just rhyme over them shits.
Right. And Kerr G did say, as we're listening to the album, oh, I see Mev, you know, put a couple young bulls on, you know, out in Shaolin and let him see he's still connected and shit. Let some young bulls come up there and bust rhymes and shit. Made them feel at home with trap, you know, with trap plates and shit, you know what I mean? So I don't know, B.
I'm keeping them green beans and peas off my plate, nigga. Give me that motherfucking chicken and that motherfucking steak.
Oh, my God. That's how it just made me automatically think of a TV dinner. Shit. Shove that away, B.
Damn, more pork sausages, Mom, please. All right, let's keep it rocking, yo. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is... Jay-Z trying to convince Travis Scott not to perform at the Super Bowl. The reports are that Jay-Z, who is spotted with his wife, you see her, Lemonade, at the your boy's show in L.A., attempting to talk to Scott out of performing at the Super Bowl. Meek Mill also chimed in and expressed his disappointment with Scott on Twitter and said, what are you doing it for? For what? He said, you don't need that. You're already on fire already. Stay strong in this shit. First of all, you got to be able to read the tea leaves on that. I don't know why Jay's wasting his time, because this is a Kardashian corporation executive decision. See, no press is a bad press when you work for that corporation. Okay, now a couple of things, and I said this on the text chain. Boy, Travis Scott is living good. Okay, he's on the top of the charts. Nobody's fucking with him. You know what I mean? Aubrey done showed the way. You know what I mean? Blackface boy done showed the way. If you're the top of the charts, they won't fuck with you. See, when you like Chrisette Michelle, and shit. You get suplexed and shit. You get Jimmy Snooker out that bitch. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Gorilla Monsoon on a bitch. You know what I mean? She got hammered out there. You know what I mean? She got two big MC'd all the way played the fuck out. But they ain't gonna do it to Travis Scott, B. No, sir.
Can I get in, my brother?
My brother, go in.
I have switched into my Lil Malcolm outfit.
Uh-oh.
Bow tie. And the beanie on.
Suit. Three button suit. No. Sorry, okay. Steve Harvey.
All right.
Anyway, you wildin', B.
I'm wildin'. You,
Jay-Z, Meek, and anybody else of that ilk talking that crazy shit. I'm gonna get this out the way first. If Travis Scott get up there and just do some regular shit, sing 5-6 songs, get the fuck off the stage, then fuck him. But this is an opportunity to really make a statement. And I said this on the text chain, my brothers. I said, the Ku Klux Klan used to come to your yard and light up them candles, didn't they?
They did.
Them crosses.
Yo, no doubt.
They come to your yard. And they would have their rally pre-game, all getting liquored up and whatever they was going to do before they came to your lawn. But why would you not take that opportunity to go on their lawn and wear a Kaepernick jersey and do your songs? Or bust a Kaepernick kneel after a song? You ain't got to do a whole bunch of nothing crazy. You know what I'm saying? Why waste that opportunity? It is the biggest show in the world.
Do you really think that Travis Scott is going to bust some Kaepernick jersey kneel shit when this is clearly a Kardashian corporation executive decision? Okay, so he's being told.
He's being told?
Yeah, fucking right, he's being told. Shit is too similar. All them niggas who done ran up and through that Kardashian shit have made just the most fucked up and horrendous decisions. I don't give a fuck if it's Travis. I don't give a fuck if it's Kanye. I don't give a fuck if it's, you know, your boy who played for the Lakers all drugged the fuck. I don't give a fuck who it is. You know what I'm saying? Your boy Reggie Bush.
I'ma use Brother Chris Lehman from the Brothers Lehman Sports Podcast.
Okay.
Comment he made that I thought was very fucking valid.
My man.
How many times you hear about niggas in the NFL beating up women?
I mean,
fucking up women.
You hear about it when you hear about it more than once.
You hear about it, don't you?
You hear about it, no doubt.
Okay. And I'm not just talking about them two blatant ones, you know what I'm saying?
No, I know
you
what you're saying.
You hear about it
right.
A lot. Even a kicker.
Right.
Beating up his wife and all that shit. Did that stop Beyonce from getting the fuck up there? Cricket? Is that crickets? Crickets.
Okay, so there we go. I can't let that go. I can't let that stand because I believe that this is an entirely, totally different situation. I believe that the argument and the dynamics of the argument has changed. Okay, I think it has changed.
You guys are talking crazy, B. I can't even let you finish. Are you mad at motherfucking niggas in the NFL for running that ball, tackling niggas?
B, look, the point I'm saying is that is African Americans.
Have you seen a Labrador?
Oh shit, nigga threw the Labrador on a nigga, yo.
Yeah, nigga, come on, man. Yo. You sit up here trying to make reasons.
No, sir, I'm not making a reason.
Black and white, real, what is, not no
okay.
Ifs, ands, or
okay.
Beyonce was half naked up on that motherfucker.
She was, no doubt. But to me, those are apples and oranges. To me, African Americans, to me, the crime in this situation is how incongruent African Americans are.
Okay,
and to your point, I'm gonna take your point and agree with it. African Americans are incongruent. You're right. Beyonce half naked up there at the NFL, one thing. Okay, then you got, you know, then this whole Kaepernick, Travis Scott. The only reason why they not on his ass is because he's on the top of the charts and nobody wants to rattle that boat. Okay, if this was somebody else.
Like who?
Anybody who wasn't Travis Scott. okay? If this was, I mean, real talk, if this was Young Thug, they be trying to end his career.
So they talking to your girl, Cardi. If she goes on there, is she finished?
Cardi B, all them motherfuckers, all them top five, Cardi been top five, they not gonna fuck with him. Just like they don't fuck with a blackface boy. So they not fucking with Travis Scott. They not gonna fuck with Cardi. Okay, but now somebody lower, Chrisette Michelle, somebody, a Young Thug who's a little bit more not as heralded, or some young upstart from South Carolina and shit trying to get his jollies off. Nigga, they try to end black folks or try to end his career. But black folks is incongruent when it comes to bullshit like that. So to your point, you're right. But you're only half right.
Oh. Have you seen a Labrador?
Well, B, let me go in and come in here and try to finish this off. I've heard both of you guys go back and forth on this. And you broke off the Labrador on a nigga.
Yeah, shut up.
Which is hilarious. But here's the thing. As you say, black folks are incongruent. And black folks, they flip-flop all the fucking time.
And
this is where the problem comes in at. It's because we flip-flop. It's because we'll sell out at any moment. It's why we find ourselves in this fucking problem, in this position right here. This is why we're here. Because Beyonce jumped up there on the stage. See, when she jumped up on the stage, they didn't give a fuck about Me Too and all that shit, niggas getting their ass whooped. They didn't care about that then. They asked Beyonce to do it now. She say, no, I'm not doing it. But she did it then, which is the flip-flop. Now you got Travis Scott trying to do it, and niggas want to jump on him for doing it, or they're not jumping on him.
No, they're not jumping on him.
But
you do have clear lane.
But you do have people trying to stop him. You do have Jay-Z, and you do have Meek Mill's niggas just trying to say something to him, like, don't do this shit. But why? My point is why. Why say something to the nigga at all? Just let him do his thing. Because nobody's stopping you from doing what you're doing. When you was hot, Jay, if a nigga would have came to you and said, don't be fucking with none of that R&B shit, B, let's keep this shit straight hot hip-hop. You were like, man, fuck that. This R&B money is too damn good. I'm out here making this Trackmaster paper. So ain't nobody gonna be able to stop him from doing it at that point in time. So let this nigga do what he doing. Yeah, we know it's wrong. At this point in time, that black people should stick together on this topic and say, you know what? Let's show our power to the NFL. Fuck y'all niggas. We ain't doing it. But because of the flip-flop action, niggas with their toes out, we know that niggas is not going to stand for anything. So they fall for everything.
Are you calling Todd Gurley? Are you calling Detwan Watson? Then shut up.
All right. So that's
we gotta let that go. I'm not changing my mind on that, B.
Well, I mean, I'm only saying you're only half right, but you are half right. Okay.
But if he show up in that concert with a fucking Kaepernick jersey on,
he'd be a hero.
I'm gonna give him full props on that, and I hope he does some shit like that.
Oh, he'd be a hero.
I hope he does something like that. But I'm with my man King Killer on this. I'm thinking that nigga is part of the Kardashian Corporation.
Damn right.
And he's just going to say, fuck that. I'm going to make my money and keep it moving.
Listen, yep.
But they don't get no money for that. We know.
But it's all about exposure for the Kardashian Corp.
But he's already famous.
But more camera time is more camera time.
Okay. See? In that lane, yeah, you are absolutely right.
So, yeah.
We're going to see. We got to wait till February, whenever it is, but we'll see.
So, real quick, yo, you remember back when Nas was having his album release party, right? And it's supposed to be Nas's album release party. And the camera kept panning over to the Kardashian Corporation. Mm-hmm. Them bitches out there in front of cameras doing false poses and shit. It was ridiculous, my nigga. So, hey, did Travis Scott know how the game is run? He up on his hind legs, my nigga, fetching Labradors.
Damn.
If you don't believe me, get a Labrador and I'll retrieve it.
And there it is.
Alright, next up we're going to Hip Hop Digest Show. Next one is, let's go through this real quick. Your boy, Jay-Z, you see him. is now America's richest musician. Okay, he came in at number one on a quick list. Boy, he's got a little ways to go. I'm going to give Jay. Jay got a lot of money. Yeah, he beat out Dre this year, but doesn't matter. We'll go through the list real quickly. One through three, Lucas is at $5.4 billion. Spielberg, $3.7 billion. Harpo, $2.8 billion. Michael Jordan at $1.7 billion. Then your boy, Jay-Z, comes in at $900 million. And tied with an unnamed member of the Kardashian Corporation, which I ain't giving them bitches no props. But they're tied with Jay-Z.
Good thing you ain't in the NFL, my nigga.
This nigga, yo, he's got a, you ain't never gonna get a job at the corporation, nigga, acting like this.
No, I'm not. And two, I'm sorry, because I'm not gonna be up on my hind legs and shit begging for snossages.
This nigga done dropped four B words on them.
Yes, he did. Send all hate mail to King Killer.
All you Kardashian dick riders, please send your mail to him.
Because I don't care about him at all, one way or another. Enough to even go to that extent.
Okay, that's real. I mean, I'm just saying, yo, the Kardashian Corporation. Tell me I'm wrong on that assessment with that.
You're quite hostile.
Gee, am I wrong on that Kardashian Corporation assessment, though?
No. You're not.
That's all. I'm just saying, this just be true.
Of course not.
You know what I mean? They done ran niggas up in and out of there and shit. Reggie Bush and them niggas, they all look like wrecked tractor trailers on the side of the road.
Is that kid from Philly still in there?
What kid from Philly?
From the Sixers?
Oh, I don't see.
Ben Simmons or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're not keeping up, but he might still have a job in the corporation.
Yeah, I don't know. See?
I'm just saying. There's something alluring about him.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest. Chuck D is now the chairman of the celebrity wing of the new Hip Hop Museum. Chuck D
Universal
goes on to say, yes, the Universal Hip Hop Museum, the Curtis Blow, Rocky Buchano, the official joint.
Shout out to our man, Rocky Buchano.
Yes, the official joint. Not that exploitation shit down in New Harlem and shit.
You don't even give him no fucking shout out, B. Right,
okay, no doubt. But Chuck D goes on to say, he says, my life has been dedicated to hip hop in both serving it as an artist and creating it to share with others. I want to carry that work over to the Universal Hip Hop Museum. Chuck D explained why they were announcing that his addition to the Hip Hop Museum board. And he said, what we need to do is organize a collective and present its history while having a hand in its future. The museum just recently announced that they secured $20 million in funding. And the people who designed the National Museum of African American History and Culture are doing the design work for the building for our hip hop museum hall of fame slash, if you will. All right. So shout to Chuck D. I mean, I can't think of anyone who's more qualified.
And this is a position that Chuck will thrive in, because this is just right down his alley. This is just something that he loves to do. So I can just see him just making all the right moves.
Are we going to grit our teeth? You know, when Chuck gets pressured to, you know, to get that Aubrey exhibit jumping off and shit without
that's going
to
be a long way off if that happens, B.
Really, I don't know, man.
First of all, no, listen. First hand right here. Because you know Rocky's my man.
I know Rocky's your man. Right.
They're not doing that. They're not. This is an absolute representation of what hip-hop is. And at some point, it may get to that, but it is not going to be none of that early dropping them in there for no,
just to get a couple few extra people.
So they not running like Hip Hop Honors then.
They can't do Rocky that, and Curtis Blow and all the rest that are included. Yo, this is real deal.
They cannot do that, B. They cannot. If they want to maintain, keep face and maintain any type of respect about this shit, they cannot just throw these niggas in there just because they popular to try to get more people to come to the fucking museum.
Well, I don't think they're going to have any problems having people come to the museum, because trust me, you know, because when you come to the museum, you're coming to learn something. Okay, you're coming to learn and history, and it's going to be there for all of us to learn. We're going to go to that museum.
Not the first day it opened, but we'll be there.
We're going to be at that museum and going to be like, oh, shit, I didn't know that. That, and the third. I mean, so even in the creation of the museum itself, like, real talk, I did not know who Rocky Buchano was until, really, be honest with you, until he showed up on the show, and then I'm pulling his fucking records out, and his name is on the fucking label, and I'm like, what the fuck? Yo, he's official. So I'm saying things like that, the people involved, who the real deal, okay? So that's what the museum's going to be about, no doubt. But I'm just saying, it's Chuck D, the celebrity wing, is, you know, that hostess wing. Are they going to somebody be like, yo, we got to.
Somebody might say it, but Chuck being Chuck, and Chuck, as we know how Chuck is, and the way he comes across as being, I'm not fucking with that bullshit. Don't come to me with that right now. That's how I see Chuck answering them. No.
No, that's
real. Okay, you might want to have Drake be in there, but no. Drake's not going and getting in there right now.
So. Nah, that's not happening. You can listen to Underground. I'm saying Underground. Something else. I'm thinking of Baltimore. But you can listen to the Universal Hip Hop Museum radio station on any platform and see what's happening. And you'll understand.
And shout to Chuck. I remember when he took heat, when he was like, yo, I think LL should be in the hall on tenure before, you know, Tupac. Real talk, though. You know what I mean?
No, there's no doubt about that.
Right.
That should be.
Right. So.
But Janet gets in there before Shaka because of popularity.
Let's not.
It's popularity. And then she got in there because she's more popular than Shaka.
But now, see, this is the thing. That's why our museum is going to have the gravity. We won't make those mistakes. See, rock and roll don't give a fuck anyway. They don't give a fuck about you. You know what I mean?
They really don't want you in there.
Anyway, to be dead ass honest with you. You know, so. Yeah. All right, yo. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest is... I got this from a publication called Jezebel. Now, I don't know anything about the publication.
I don't like the way you said that.
I'm just saying that's the name of the publication.
Said Jezebel.
No, Jezebel.
Mm. Oh, Jezebel? What site you on, B?
What type of bunny hop shit you on, B?
Oh, my goodness. I hope you washed your...
Wash your keyboard after you're done.
Yo, nigga. Pause.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and it put y'all niggas on a temporary 10-second halt for a minute.
Well, don't say Jezebel.
Well, that's the name of the publication. It wasn't that. It was Jez, as in, like, the old-fashioned 1800. She's a Jezebel, like that.
Okay.
Anyway, this is where I got this from. It said, it's okay to ask tough questions. And what they're talking about is your boy Kodiak Black was up at Hot 97 and shit getting an interview with Ebro. But then Ebro started throwing hardball questions about that rape charge, and your boy got out and walked out. Your boy Kodak just bounced. Said Hot 97 host attempted to do his job. It was enough to drive the rapper accused of... accused rapist Kodiak Black out of the room. Then he goes on to say, if Ebro didn't bring this up, he wouldn't have been doing his job. At worst, he would have been aiding and abetting an accused rapist and normalizing his alleged behavior, and by showing it to the rest of the world that it doesn't matter. Now, I'm saying to myself, when do celebrity niggas go up to the station and get hardballed? I ain't never ever seen it.
Well, see, in this...
Jay never got hardballed. You know what I mean? None of them niggas. And I'm not picking on Jay. Diddy, I don't give a fuck who it is. I ain't never ever French Montana. I don't give Jim Jones. None of them niggas get hardballed up at the station or any station around the country. When do they start doing this shit?
Well, be in this case right here. In this case right here, my nigga, this case, he knew that nigga couldn't answer the question, first off. So he can ask whatever the fuck he wants. Because the nigga can't answer the question because his case and his lawyer would say, shut the fuck up, you don't say nothing.
And Kodak knows that he ain't even talking about this shit. Why the fuck?
Which is why he ain't talk about it.
That's why he said, fuck it. This is the road we going down, I'm out then. Because I can't answer these questions. You trying to make me look worse than I already look.
But first of all, what the fuck's up? First of all, what's up with the writer of this article? And what's up with Ebro? Why Kodak? Because now I'm defending Kodak. I'm going to be Kodak's lawyer on this motherfucker.
Because he has an album out.
No, but he didn't get the regular softball. Fucking Moni Love got fired, okay, for not even asking a hardball question of your boy Young Jeezy. I mean, Jeezy just got offended on a cultural question. So since when is hip-hop niggas up at the radio station who usually is in a love fest? They making a bed for niggas to get in up at the station. When
so
they start doing
this
shit.
A normal now? Or because I think that was a one-off. I think that was Mebro taking an opportunity to get views and listens. That's my opinion. That's his job, so be it.
You know,
you can't talk about an open case.
But I'm just saying, so the next time Blackface Boy up at Hot 97, are they going to ask him about them big red lips?
No, that's been swept under.
No, but they going to ask. No, they would never ask him. Even if it wasn't, they wouldn't ask him. You know, they tucking Drake in and giving him milk and cookies up that bitch, yo. It's ridiculous.
Well, B, I'm with Eagly on this one. I think that Mebro, as you like to call him, that's funny as hell.
I know.
Mebro is on a Mebro type of shit on here. He's trying to get himself some views, himself some clickbait by asking these questions and knowing that this nigga could not answer. Before he asked it, he knew he couldn't answer.
Answer my question. Is anybody else? Is Kanye? Is Travis Scott? Anybody? Is Post Malone? Are they getting asked hard questions?
No.
First of all, I think you're giving Kodak Black too much credit to even list him in that category.
He's
those people you said.
Because he's a celebrity, and I'm just saying. So if the next time Jay,
fuck that.
Is Jay gonna get asked, Ebro? Say I'm Ebro. All right, Jay, we gonna get right down to it. What was really that elevator shit off? You know, in the elevator, we won't really want to know the answer. What's that elevator shit? They cutting Ebro the fuck off right there. Okay.
Okay, because Jay-Z has a little bit more power than Kodak Black, huh?
That's what I'm saying, yo. So again, so they picking the low hanging fruit, and going to try to ask him hard questions. But then Blackface Boy and all these other niggas and shit getting milk and cookies and tucked
in.
They're getting
milk and cookie questions to questions that they can actually answer. That's the difference. They're getting questions that they can actually answer, and he don't ask them those questions. But this nigga couldn't answer those questions, and he still asked them knowing that he couldn't answer them just so he could get a reaction out of that nigga.
But you got publications like this Jezebel that making it seem like he's a fucking hero for asking these questions. Like Igor said, this is a fucking open case. His lawyer done told him, his lawyer told him to keep his mouth shut, and he did that.
On the other side, I know the young man had an album coming out, but shouldn't have went up there.
But he just thought. King Killer's credit, he thought he's gonna get the regular softball questions.
Right, he thought he's getting milk and cookies
like everybody else.
Right, like everybody else.
He went up there thinking he's gonna get the regular questions about his album and whatever other shit going on, but. Nah, them niggas came at him with the straight question that he knew he couldn't answer, and he got the reaction that he wanted.
Right.
He got exactly what he wanted because he got them views because niggas
that's
are talking
what I
about
don't like.
Ebro now.
He got a
magazine publication, Jezebel, talking about him like he's the shit.
But at the same time, you got public sentiment saying Mebro up there acting like 5-0.
I don't know about. I mean, maybe. Mebro do got that snitch ability, no question about it. You know what I mean? And this isn't the first time that he done did that shit with the local PD reports and shit. So I'll get on the record and say that. But man, nah, fuck that, yo. I mean, Kodak, he's going up there thinking he's gonna get that softball treatment. and they coming in with that high heat on him and shit, so he bounced. I would have bounced. I advised him. I would, as his lawyer, I advised him, yo, we're out of here.
He did the smart thing. Right. He did the smart thing and bounced, because the only thing would have did, he would have just kept asking him more and more, and he would have got mad and maybe took a swing at Ebro, which would have been even better for that nigga.
Or said something that would have
been got him indicted. Yup, and got him indicted. So that's your man. Shout out to Kodak, yo. I always said there's something about that cat, yo.
But you might have to go ahead and send him some money through his fucking joint when he gets locked up.
And you actually said Kodak, not Kodiak. So,
yo, I mean, it's just you know why? Because, you know, he I don't like his art, but damn, he comes across more realistic than a lot of these fraud niggas. So that's just my personal opinion. So,
but he went up there though.
Yeah, he did.
I bet you his lawyer probably told him not to go up there.
I bet you're probably right though. But his label told him to go up there. So he's dealing with two different masters. So all right,
hey, it's the truth though.
Yo, no doubt.
He ain't in control of his fucking life at this point.
Man,
his life is not in his control at this point in his life. He's whoever tells him what to do. My lawyer said I shouldn't go up there. Hey, you got an album out. You got to make some money before you get locked up, or if you need some lawyer money, you got to go on up there and do this.
Cue Denise Williams free.
Wow. All right, yo, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is talking about being free. You know, Denise Williams. Benzino facing up to 15 years in the bing.
Oh, Lord.
For several drug charges. Your boy.
This nigga, yo. It's like, oh boy. I'm waiting for him to give you the Steve Spurrier lips.
Yo, right.
The old ball coach.
You pulled this nigga name out the grave, B. Damn.
Your boy. That's when you needed the camera in here for niggas to see your reaction, B. Just classic.
He said Benzino. I'm like, the fuck is this 1990 nigga? What the fuck? Definitely ain't loving hip hop or no shit like that. Damn.
Oh, shit. I just see the headlines. I was like, okay, it's your boy. Your boy Benzino.
Nigga, we gotta have to take five on this shit. Damn, son, you fucked it all up. That reaction is crazy, B.
I wasn't ready.
I got it. Your boy Benzino facing 15 years in the bing. On several drug charges.
You still not ready, nigga. Okay, what the fuck is he facing 15 years for drug charges, right?
His legal document states that Benzino's Atlanta apartment was raided by police.
I'm about to turn his camera off.
And they found several drugs in his drawers and cabinets. He was arrested and at the time posted $12,000 bail. His lawyers tried to argue that it was illegal search and seizure. The case could head to trial soon. If Benzino doesn't take a plea, he's looking at up to 15 years in the bing for drugs and other charges. I mean, that's a very small count in the amount. I don't think Benzino's going to do 15 years in the bing.
Nah, not for that. For what they're saying anyway. I don't know if he did anything extra besides that. Did he smack a cop while they were searching his shit?
Nah,
we don't know what
reason did they have to be there.
Right,
so
we don't
forth,
know
so
what
forth.
Happened extra to your put boy, 15 years on this.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, Benzino, I tell you what, he is probably the least sympathetic character out there, yo.
Especially from our generation.
I'm saying he really is the least.
As you can see,
as a good lawyer,
Igri's reaction, he did not give zero fucks, nor did he. Did he say, why the fuck did you bring this nigga back out? I thought he was gone.
I wasn't shit. Ready, baby. Yeah. Shorty be watching that shit. I know all them niggas be on there. It's like, come on, yo. What the fuck could Benzino be doing that we could talk about?
B, I see you on it too, huh?
I'm be honest. I feel I'm really fortunate, yo. Wifey on this end, she don't watch none of that shit.
Oh yeah.
Yo, son. I'm sorry. Let me make this very absolute for you. My eyes might see that shit, then I get kicked out the room because I'm automatically talking. What the fuck is this? What? So I'm out the room.
Oh, okay.
I don't even get 15 seconds in, D. I don't look at none of that fake shit. But anyway,
all right, let's keep it rocking. I'm back on the set. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. How you pronounce this nigga shit, Tory? L-A-N-Z, now, first of all, is he another Canadian nigga?
Apparently.
Yeah, okay. But don't say it like that. We respect too many Canadian niggas.
No doubt.
We was referring to that one, so not at all.
Right.
We're talking about BFD and this nigga right here, I guess, huh?
Well, but he's on that team, though, right?
I don't know. I don't follow that nigga OVO's team.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, apparently this is some second string OVO nigga trying to get bumped up to the starting five. All that being said, him and Royce the 5'9", got into a back and forth and shit. Apparently, Mr. Tory told Mr. Royce to suck his dick.
Ooh. He got real personal.
Yeah, he hit it quick. He said anything can happen on Twitter, but yet one phone call, there's no beef, there's no string of diss tracks going on with this sudden outcry from Tory. Instead, we got two men resolving their issues with an added bonus. Royce released a statement on Hip Hop's damning age divide. Now, before we get into that age divide, I looked at a little bit of this Mr. Tory and shit as a young boy when he was like 14 or 15 in a battle rap. You know who he sound like? He sound like Tech N9ne and shit. You know, his inflections and the waves is doing his battle rap and shit. So apparently he's got some chops as far as lyrics go. But I guess he's one of these rappers just in the image of the Oracle, the Canadian Oracle, blackface and shit, where he's one of these hybrid niggas, this new breed of MC, rapper, singer.
Don't put MC in there, B.
Okay, my bus. Rapper, actor. No, rapper, singer, actor, or some combination of the three.
Yeah.
Okay, that's more accurate.
Let me get a number three combo.
Yeah, one of them niggas.
Yeah, he's one of them niggas. So, after all of that took place, and whatever beef, and the word beef, it sucks, okay? The word beef sucks. How many times we got to say this?
That's what he told your boy, didn't he? Told him to suck his beef?
Yeah, he did, but this shit is whack. How many times we got to educate people? The beef is whack. In order to judge supremacy on a microphone, you battle rapped, okay?
Yes.
Or even at a party or whatever, if you did your verse and then somebody did a verse, whoever got the crowd reaction was the winner. I mean, you know, that you know, that type of shit. How many times we gotta say this? I don't know where this beef shit came in, yo.
That came in when East Coast, West Coast.
Is that what that came in?
Yep.
Okay. So, but the big part of that was this whole narrative, this is Royce, this whole narrative about that we have in hip hop about the old guys versus the new guys. He said, I don't know where that slave mentality shit started. But that's in the past. It's ridiculous. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world. Everybody needs to get over themselves. Fans, older artists need to stop thinking it's just because you like something that is good. Get over yourself. You know what I'm saying? Go tell your opinion to your mother. And he didn't say it like that, but he said go tell your fucking opinion to your mother. Royce of 5'9", and, you know, he should have a little bit more gravitas. Because where it started at the beginning. Let's be honest. It started at the beginning. You had Big Bang Hank, okay, with Stolen Rhymes, okay, laying it down over at Sugar Hill Records. Now, shout out to Mike G and Wonder Mike. You know, they wrote their own joints, but it still didn't matter. They was from Jersey. The kids in the city, well, I don't give a fuck if it was Cold Crush or Grandmaster Flash or the Fearless Five or any of them, was like them frauds from the suburbs in Jersey, not real. Okay? So let's just be honest here. That's right at the beginning. Okay? Now, unlike today, okay, you know, hey, Sugar Hill, they put a lot of records out. You know, fantastic career. Granted, they was getting jerked out their money. That's a whole nother story. But everybody right. can tell that story. You know, to the modern day. You know, you can't get around. And I don't give a fuck who. Young boy, young boy's going to like that young boy shit. I'm not going to change their mind. Okay? Not going to change their mind. But what I won't do is tell Young Bo that the mumble nigga or some nigga from some fucking any neighborhood in Atlanta because he used to sell drugs is nice or nicer than Black Thought. I just won't do it. I can't do it because it's not true. And I will not change the narrative now. I'm sorry. Now, Royce, you got to come a little bit more stronger than that. You know, stop all this. I don't know where y'all need this slave. It's not a slave mentality. It's not. I'm not going to change a young boy mind. I'm not trying to do that. But trust me, the people that he's a fan of is not better than any of them niggas in my top three. Now, that's a matter of opinion. I'm going to take my opinion and walk with it. He going to take his opinion and walk with it, and we'll agree to disagree.
But your opinion will win.
Well, if
truth is truth.
This is where it's getting fucked up. It's where it's getting tight now.
So I had another little opinion on that situation. And, you know, we can go back show for show and find out that I am a Royce da 5'9" fan.
You
right?
are. Yes, sir.
But something that caught my eye in what he wrote was the word Canadian or Canada or whatever. Excuse me. I'm choking up a little bit because I can't understand how he would mention that when it really ain't important. When you have this other Canadian guy who talks all this greatness, bigness. Maybe because he didn't say your name? Is that why you don't mention it? But you mentioned Canada in this situation? What importance is that?
Did he mention it like it was derogatory or something?
Yes.
Well, then I would question Royce's hip-hop credibility on the fact of, not hip-hop credibility as far as regular, but as far as Canadian hip-hop credibility. There's too many straight hip-hop artists out of Canada that are fucking nice. And do this shit for real.
Yeah, it's like, what importance does that have anything to do with? He could be from Japan. It don't matter. Either destroy him with a rhyme or just don't worry about it.
Well, see, that's the thing. See, that's that simple shit or get off the pot. If you really want to get at yo, just get at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. You know what I mean? I mean, you get at him. This skill deficit is obvious here. Okay, now you're gonna lose the PR battle.
And see, and that's where it comes at. There's where the rubber meets the road right here. I think Royce didn't want to lose that PR battle. Mm. He did not want to lose the PR battle.
Then keep your mouth shut then, Dunn.
And Razzcast wrote a record.
Hey, B, Razzcast wrote a record and Joe Budden's put out a whole fucking EP and shit. I mean, yeah.
Razzcast in this whole Tory Lanez and what's the other kid and all of that. Razzcast got in on, I don't know if it was an acapella record or whatever, but he did a record.
Yeah, okay, but see, Razzcast is coming from a point in time where, you know what, I'm gonna get in, I'm gonna shoot my shot, bing, bing, bing.
You know, you think Royce is from?
But don't get me wrong, now Royce done came up a little bit. You know, Royce.
You know who his buddy is.
Yeah, Royce's portfolio is a little bit more, you know, he can't take that PR hit. So now, he's doing the subliminal game. Mm. Okay. Your boy Razzcast, he's fuck it. You know what I mean?
Right. Here's what I think about
it.
Right.
Exactly. He one of them niggas to say,
and,
fuck it. Let's
right.
Go
and
do
that's
this.
Not a diss. That's not a diss to Razzcast neither. He's doing it the way it should be done.
Right.
You say
right.
something about me, I'm going to show you what I got to say
right
about you.
Right. Yeah.
What's that back in the day when niggas used to lean on each other? Yo, hit me. Go ahead, hit me. No, you hit me.
knock this stick off my shoulder. I dare you.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to keep it rocking. We got another back and forth here, and this is in the same vein, so we can handle this pretty quick and get out. Bone Thugs and Harmony, Lazy Bone and Amigos Offset back and forth. Over,
talking about my peoples?
Yeah, talking about your folk and shit. Over to claim the best rap group of all time. This is easy for me. Word is born. Lazy Bone, you know, all day. Shout, respect, dude. You know what I'm saying? All day. B, you get into arguments with people who are self-anointing themselves. Grandiose self-anointing, okay? No one was saying Amigos is the best ever. They said that themselves. Now, I don't know why you got upset about that. There's nobody is going to disrespect Bone Thugs and Harmony and what they've done and their how they've done the game. There may be some people in Chicago who may have some issues with that fast rapping shit, but that's some real hip hop shit, and you know how you can settle that. It's not a problem. These new niggas, so you got Lazy Bone talking about skill and talent. You got Offset talking about, fuck that dumb shit. Let's just have a money challenge. See where we're going with this? There's no way you can win.
Bank account is bigger.
Right.
When it should be about whose skills is better.
So that's your folk, G. I mean, you want to give us some insight?
Jumping out the gym. No Clyde Drexler. Still jumping out the gym. Shout out to my peoples. The Migos.
That's all you got.
That's all they got.
Oh boy.
I say they lose the skills challenge all day long when it comes to that, because them niggas really don't have that type of skill level.
They do not.
But they have the talent to write songs in this era. If to trap music, I will give them that.
Me, they ain't saying they have a better song.
They got a better skill level to write it. For this level, this is what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
They can better make songs better than the mother kids can right now. If you want to put
it like I talk.
Exactly. They say the same thing over and over again for 2 minutes and 27 seconds, as my man likes to say. So right now, Bone Thugs, if they made a song and the Migos made a song, Migos is going to win.
And Bone Thug, I'm sorry. That could happen to any of the veterans, yo.
Any veteran.
Because it's a different world.
It's a different veteran. But if they're going to go skill for skill on a straight mic challenge, yeah, they lose all day long. Exactly. Migos lose.
Right. And so that's my small advice to Lazy. You know, shouldn't really get upset about that, because, see, your legacy is intact. See, there will be a day when your enshrinement in the Universal Hall of Fame is ensured.
Now see, them cats will get a spot in there.
That's
one
what
day.
I'm saying. That's just like being, you know, a guy, and if you've got the yardage or you've got the numbers, you're gonna get enshrined. You'll get your due. You know, these other guys,
Migos is not getting a spot.
It's just interesting because, you know, when they talk to the greatest group ever, I don't see Tribe Called Quest making no tweets. I don't see De La Soul making tweets. I don't see Public Enemy. I don't see and on.
But see,
if they want to talk about money, yo, y'all got money.
B, they got some money.
But see, what this was.
Okay, they got some money.
What this was to me is either that nigga from Bone Thugs was either liquored up, or somebody got in his ear and pissed him off when this nigga tweeted that they the best ever.
Yeah, but, it was a tweet?
Yeah, this is a tweet.
Shit.
Yo, check this out, yo. But real talk, but your boy Lazy came out and he did say, yo, you know what this is about? Them niggas, again, once again, not respecting the older guys. And there ain't no young boys out there going to respect us. None. I'm not even asking for respect, because I know you don't respect me, and that's okay. That's all right. You know what I mean?
Even if I did die young, who cares? All I ever got was mean mugs and cold stares. Tupac.
So, you know what I mean? And so, that's why I think that if you're an older guy in a situation, yeah, fuck it. I throttle a young bull, you know, on their skill set and talent. No problem. And two, you know what? they gonna out money you. They gonna out popular you. They gonna out Twitter you. They gonna Instagram you and shit. And you're laying in a whole fucking mattress full of money. They gonna get that over you, no doubt. It's fine. Fuck it.
Yeah, social media is the name of the game now.
Right. Yeah, but I don't care about that because again, I know
that wasn't in our era.
That's not where we came from. But yeah. In today's era. That shit is dinosaur shit, nigga.
That's fine, and but
you
gonna
you lose no matter what.
You don't lose because see, what old heads need to realize. Listen, look, Lazy Bone. He said, I want to talk about skill and talent. Offset. Let's have a money challenge. These niggas is talking about two totally different things.
Yep.
But they're two totally different things. But to this generation, it's the same thing.
I don't give a fuck about this generation. Fuck them.
It's
no.
The same thing.
That's what this is, that's though. What, nobody what, don't give a fuck in this generation about Uncle Charles, yo.
That's fine, and that's okay. But still, just like Kerji said a few minutes ago, then let's look at it for what the truth is. They're talking about two different right. things. Right. So I don't give a fuck what the young bulls think it is. What is it really? You got one person talking about skill and talent, and the other guy talking about, I'm going to take a picture with a brick of money up to my face.
And these 13 to 32-year-olds is going to side with what?
The money up to his face.
Bingo.
He wins. All he has to do is make a meme, and
according
he wins.
According to the age bracket you just said. Now,
exactly. So it don't matter.
Now, the truth. Now, it doesn't. But the truth is, when it gets down to skill and talent,
right?
Who wins?
We already that's
all right.
Without question,
that's what I'm saying. Old head guys need to take that to me that little bit of knowledge and run with it. You know
what
I mean?
But that's why old heads don't need to be even acknowledging that shit.
See that? See there again. That is the big one. You got to be able to ignore these little niggas. Ignore them because they are just doing what they do. The same thing you did when you was coming up. Maybe you wasn't tweeting and all that shit, but you thought you was the shit and you was untouchable, Bone Thugs, when you was hot. So these niggas think they the shit and they untouchable because they hot. So just leave them the fuck alone. Let them talk all the shit they want to talk. Let them be them and leave them and get out of their fucking world. Leave them in their world and just leave them alone.
I ain't trying to rap battle with you. Clearly, once he said something about some let's do a money challenge, it would have been over. All right.
Fuck it. All right, you win. All right.
And then I'd have posted a video of Uncle Charles and them up there. It's like, all right, you got it.
This is good. I'm good with this.
All right. Yep. That's what's up. So I'm going to make an announcement. I don't know if the albums... let me do this again. The albums of the year will be done. End of the year albums will be done, but I don't know if they're going to be done at the end of the year. Maybe.
Yeah, okay. We're running into a scheduling conflict right now.
Maybe. But all that being said, I just wanted to put you aware that they're going to be done, but it may not be at the end of the year.
Right. I'm willing to bet this is going to be better than any of the other shit you looked at anyway. So go ahead and get through all them.
Yeah. Get the bullshit out the way first.
All right. So anyway, check it out. It's Kerr G's world famous albums of the week.
I'm going to have to act like the one at the beginning of the show.
Beep.
Oh.
Beep. Beep.
We doing that still.
Beep.
Oh, you Marlon Jackson wiggling.
I'm wiggling right now, nigga, because I got no albums. I brought the wrong USB stick with me, so my albums are not updated. Yeah, I brought my wrong USB stick, so my update is not right.
Well, Kerr G's sitting on the side of the road looking like a broke down tractor trailer.
They will be there if you visually look. At the end of the show, you will see albums there, but I didn't mention them.
So then you got to go to our busted website and see the albums of the week.
You're right. They'll be on there.
It's warming up.
It's already ran me over, and I deserve it.
Go ahead, B.
It's my fault.
Hit it. It's the diesel.
Well, we did two shows today, so, you know, give them
a
break.
Had an interview with our man, Intellectual.
So that's what's up. And that's upcoming sometime in 2019, I believe. So,
yeah, in January. Right,
so,
be
no out. Doubt. So, all right, then we'll see you when we see you.
Yes, sir.
One.
Peace.
this. Man, it's been a bitch, spent a lot of time feeling like my mind about of it. So when I travel back, it's like revisiting my innocence. That good, bad, ain't no forgetting it. Ain't nothing heaven sent. A few memories of treasure gems, testament to what I've been. It's been the man I am, and one you know. Stand for the brand and grow, chant with my fam and foe. Yo, we handing out the antidote. Land opportunity to show them how we do it, fam, beautifully. You and me, now I mean the movement, how rooted me, truthfully. Grown man music, what we do. We drop wisdom overshadowing buffoonery. That black top rhythm of rap and laugh. The new elite intelligent nigga, that's what it used to be. Chopping with the old folk, though they feel young. Pulled up, sipping, folding up a little sun. Man, now we ain't tripping, we just out of having fun. With my motherfucking people, time to show you how it's done.
Nah, I ain't headed that way. Ain't promised tomorrow, I live for the day. I ain't trying to sound like an ex-girlfriend to say. Nah, I ain't look that way. Ain't promised tomorrow, I live for the day. I ain't trying to sound like an ex-girlfriend to say.
Reminisce and get lost in our mind. Transported to a time when things were fine. Though we know the moments may be manufactured, it seems to be what every one of us after. Know that the laughter is followed by tears. Know that we won't be overcome by fear. Push me off the pier, I'ma swim to the shore. Down to my last dollars, I know how to make more. I explore the boundaries of all possibilities and feel tranquility in my ability to earn. Still think Lily ain't learned. And right now my heart still hurts from the burn. But I'm mostly concerned cause I know I can't save ya. And mom blames herself for your behavior. Say what you say, but I'm watching the acts. And all parties and concerns already know the facts.
We never get it.
Nah, I ain't headed that way. Ain't promised tomorrow, I live for the day. I ain't trying to sound like an ex-girlfriend to say.
We never get it.
Nah, I ain't look that way. Ain't promised tomorrow, I live for the day. I ain't trying to sound like an ex-girlfriend to say.
It's that real shit.
That's right. That's
you already
right.
know. Came back, Venice wall play, wisdom with a war fist, scribbling gold, stockpile, been in the mold, disrupting every moment, beneficially showed. Full of dope, fill the void, literature for the blow, committed soul, team signature flow, y'all niggas miniature. Try and think outside that box instead of living one. If knowledge is wealth, that's what we giving up. Vibrant how the streets gon' shine, we'll never mention it.
The concrete creed, give motherfuckers more what they need to get up, get out, and get free. Ain't tryna be like y'all and follow fast. That virtual reality show is so sad. My comrades and I, we want better. But not the type you measure in amounts of cheddar. We can handle the weather, though it gets wetter and wetter. Nothing can fuck with what we created together.
Nah,
I ain't headed that way. Ain't promised tomorrow, I live for the day. I ain't tryna sound like an ex-girlfriend to say. Promise tomorrow, I live for the day. I ain't trying to sound like an ex-girlfriend to say.
If we ever get it back.
Point, Queens.
Queens get the money, long time, no cash.
Top shelf.
Under the 7 line, we couldn't have picked a better time.
We gon' see 2-2-2-2-3-3-3 on the beat. Chairs rock.
Under the 7 line, we couldn't have picked a better time.
Yo, I never been the type to shut it down till it's over. Stay fed up with the world, so my mental never sober. I'm a cobra spitting venom out the window of my Rover. Ghetto soldier body rappers, leave them laying in a coma. Controller, catching the buzz, sipping Coronas. Stoner, loud like the buzz, smell the aroma. The closer, playing my hand like it was poker. Joker, nowadays rap is mediocre. Underground, holding it down like Tony Doka. Doma, these rappers is lame, they all chocha. Dodo, the lab is my home, call it my dojo. Slow-mo, they saying my bars are straight loco. Loose with the words, stay away from the birds. Cause I never been the type to hang around with the herbs. Observe the art of rhyming when I spit my words. Never stop, stay climbing to the top of the world. Flow heavy from the heart while sipping on the brew. Top shelf, get it popping every time we come through. Nothing new, Queens veteran, hip hop my boo. Old school like Letterman, straight out the zoo. Flow heavy from the heart while sipping. hopping on a brew, top shelf, get it popping every time we come through. Nothing new, Queens veteran, hip hop my boo, old school like Letterman, straight out the zoo. Rap New York, New York like the Yankees and Mets. Put it down for my city like the Giants and Jets. Shuffle the deck, only real niggas show respect until the death. Thank God, my family blessed. Nevertheless, all the stress keep a nigga depressed until I'm vexed. Then the whole world feeling possessed. Never rest, top shelf, hip hop in the flesh. Apocalypse, stay humble, no need to impress. I got necks, cancel the haters and the special effects. When I flex, call me the finisher, snatching your breath to the death. You know the motto, drugs, money, and sex. Architect, open your mind, let my lyrics connect into your dome. Headbanger when I enter my zone. Homegrown, elevated, stay high like a drone. Lyrical, baritone, phony rappers as clones. Fuck a feature, I'm better when I'm flowing alone. Flow heavy from the heart, while sipping on the brew. Top shelf, get it popping every time we come through. Nothing new, Queens veteran, hip hop my boo. Old school like Letterman, straight out the zoo. Flow heavy from the heart, while sipping on the brew. Top shelf, get it popping every time we come through. Nothing new, Queens veteran, hip hop my boo. Old school like Letterman, straight out the zoo.
Queens get the money,
Queens.
LA, what's happening here is not normal.
Paint the city, use a picture in your head. Paint the city where the love's been dead. Paint the city, but the city's been red. Paint the city with your teardrops and bloodshed. Paint the city, use a picture in your head. Paint the city where the love's been dead. Paint the city, but the city's been red. Paint the city with your teardrops and bloodshed.
See, I've been abusing these mics and using life as a muse so I can paint what I like. But you might be confused, feeling your face flush, pulse rushing, you faint, watching the work of sheer brilliance with the brush and the paint. Spit a contrast of colors to cover the whole canvas. Portrait other people in streets of Los Angeles. One man, blessed with a gift, my words are healing hands, reaching for the weak and the blind. I'm fulfilling plans every time I'm speaking my mind. That's why I still expand. But on the other hand, how I could just kill a man. Two-time felon, parolee, control my anger. Won't hesitate to clap and react when I'm in danger. And you could change the frame, but the image is the same. You'll never know the difference from the scrimmage in the game. So stay out my lane, I'ma hit him with the raw shit. Big city living where they kill you over small shit. It's LA.
Paint the city, use a picture in your head. Paint the city where the love's been dead. Paint the city, but the city's been red. Paint the city with your teardrops and bloodshed. Paint the city, use a picture in your head. Paint the city where the love's been dead. Paint the city, but the city's been red. Paint the city with your teardrops and bloodshed.
I keep my circle small, watching all the people that they're bringing in. Ears started ringing and my spider sense tingling. Middle finger raised, fighting wars for my sanity. Plotting my revenge against friends, foes, and family. Cutthroat game, money changes the heart. Fought hard to keep the strangers apart. To be exact, felt trapped, so I adapted, changed. People started acting strange, easily distracted. The buzz will bring them back in range. Chain reaction when I'm stepping on the town soil. Snakes gather round and they circle me like they found oil. Say they hold me down, it's only so they sound loyal. One more round, take a shot in the dark. Tell you money's on my mind, but it's not in my heart. Think Pacino should've gotten the part. You're out of character, life's just a dollar sign. Welcome to America.
Paint the city, use a picture in your head.
In your head.
Paint the city where the love's been dead. Paint the city, but the city's been red. Paint the city with your teardrops and bloodshed. Paint the city, use a picture in your head. Paint the city where the love's been dead. Paint the city, but the city's been red. Paint the city with your teardrops and bloodshed.
This guy wants to tell me we're living in a community. Don't make me laugh. I'm living in America, and in America, you're on your own. America's not a country. It's just a business. Now fucking pay me.
Griselda, Griselda, we were the smoke alley. We were the smoke alley. We were the smoke alley.
Back, nigga. Back, nigga. I said, West, call me when you want the dirty work done.
Dirty work.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel it, I'm ready. Yeah. Let's go.
Look.
Yeah. I got a large bag of
clips, hard hats and sticks. My squad tagging shit, y'all catch attempts. Leave the house, had some sense, nigga. Grab a blick, my little homie left without it, and they ain't get to dap him since. My slime think I'm homie, so he call me bloody. It's a blessing when your plug let you short him 20. On parole, I was going all in with 10. These funny hustlers out here owing more than they spend. She fuck with you, you buy a Chanel watch. She fly up with 12 blocks, I buy her a nail shop. I listen to the lies and they lines that they tell. Shock. 6 months before I signed, had a pie in a mailbox. I heard they sick about me rapping about the drugs I stretch. I'ma write a whole album about the plugs I met. My dog came home, we told him welcome back. First day out, bought a 40 and a Griselda tat. I don't got no new friends, that's how you get loose ends. I need that Benz truck, yeah, the great white with two fins. Major deal for what? That's gonna cost some 2 M's. Truth is, I'ma clear half a million before New Year's.
Let's get money.
These little niggas satisfied with bape outfits. I need a Rafe out it. Big shit, lake houses. I'm talking condos just for safe houses. Space Mountain. I'm trying to see so much bread, I gotta take counsel. Y'all like these rappers, but I don't find it amusing. No, I don't buy the movement, so I don't buy the music. I wrote Get Rich manuals where I provide the blueprint. And with pride, I preach this new shit, just like I'm inside a pulpit. Top of the year, I came and woke these niggas up. Made their names sound different when I spoke these niggas up. I stay hungry, just laying my hustle down. Ain't no fucking around with Benny and Uncle Al. In this game, we take some losses. I was straight, I ate with bosses. On my plate, they ate was flawless. We out in Vegas racing Porsches. My dogs laid in coffins. One died in a shootout. No bullets left. He got slept trying to change his cartridge. Caught my nephew with some work. I guess he called us so trapping with it. I said, just know the consequences if they catch you with it. Nah, I ain't mad you, Dylan. Hit me. I sent it at you, nigga, and show you how to ship it with bubble wrap and a vacuum sealer. The butcher coming. Y'all know the motto. Those Sopranos had things smoking white out of Sprite soda bottles. My boss like I'm Joe Todaro. My dollar's long and my plug got a farm like the old McDonald. I'm the boss, so where they go, they follow. It's penalties for touching me. Just be careful where you throw them hollows. I sold dope like it was no tomorrow. They got me cash in my watch glass like it's made of broken bottles. The butcher coming, nigga.